This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. While addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati this afternoon, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Assam is now the center of unlimited possibilities and gateway to the Southeast Asia and India. The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in this region. India is working on a mission mode for low-cost manufacturing process, added the PM. The PM said that the law and order situation of Assam has improved during the last few years as the center and state government have signed several peace accords. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwani Vaishnav said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this area. Addressing the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit session on advancing semiconductor horizons in Assam for Viksit Bharat, the Union Minister stated that the semiconductor plant in Jagi Road will transform Assam into a semiconductor hub. The Union Minister informed that the centre has sanctioned two new Amrit Bharat trains, one train coach manufacturing unit at the BTR area and one train engine rebuilding unit at Lumding. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom will prove to be a major milestone in the relations between both countries. Mr. Goyal today held a meeting with a delegation led by the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides took stock of the progress made so far in accelerating efforts towards reaching a fair, mutually beneficial and balanced free trade agreement. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that during the meeting, there was very positive discussion on various issues.
भारत और यूनाइटेड किंगडम के बीच हमारे संबंध हमारे व्यापार के संभावनाओं को हम बड़े रूप में आगे लेके जा सकते हैं मिनिस्टर रेनॉल्ड्स उन्होंने नए दृष्टिकोण से कई विषयों को चर्चा में लाए हैं और मुझे विश्वास आ रहा है कि ये फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट सही दिशा में आगे जाके दोनों देशों के व्यापार उद्योग दोनों देशों के लोगों के समृद्ध भविष्य के लिए एक मील का पत्थर साबित होगा
The meeting of the Joint Committee of Parliament on One Nation, One Election was held at Parliament House today. During the meeting, the committee held interaction with legal experts. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has conducted extensive searches at over 60 locations across the country in connection with the Gain Bitcoin cryptocurrency scam. The coordinated search operations have been carried out in major cities, including Delhi NCR, Pune, Chandigarh, Nanded, Kolhapur and Bengaluru, targeting premises linked to key accused. Gain Bitcoin was an alleged Ponzi scheme launched in 2015 by Amit Bhardwaj along with Ajay Bhardwaj and the network of agents. The fraudulent scheme lured investors by promising lucrative returns of 10% monthly in Bitcoin for 18 months. Investors were encouraged to purchase Bitcoin from exchanges and invest them with Gain Bitcoin through cloud mining contracts. Multiple FIRs were registered across the country, alleging large-scale fraud and money laundering. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists have surrendered today in the Bijapur district of the Bastar division. Among them, 4 had reward of 23 lakh rupees for the capture. These Maoists have surrendered before the senior officers of the CRPF and the police. The accused have been involved in many Naxal incidents. A Delhi court today awarded life imprisonment to former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar in a murder case related to the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja pronounced the judgment for the murders of Jaswant Singh and his son Tarundeep Singh on November 1, 1984. Kumar was already serving a life sentence for another riot-related murder case and his appeal is pending in the Supreme Court. Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, added over 16 lakh net members during December last year. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, the Group B clash between South Africa and Australia at Rawalpindi was called off due to rain. Both teams now have 3 points each. However, South Africa will remain on top due to a better net run rate. And that is the end of this news bulletin.